Today, in our church and in every Orthodox church, we buried Christ. He is here in front of us buried. And it's something that can make us wonder, how could God love us so much? How could he ever love the humankind so much? He gave up even his own life for our humankind. And what happened during the night of the crucifixion? All the apostles, they disappeared, except St. John the theologian and the meat-bearing women and his mother. Everyone else disappeared. Where were all these people that he helped during his life on earth? They all disappeared. If anything, we can't give back to Christ the love that he gave us, but at least if we can love our neighbor, if we can smile to everyone around us, if we can say a good word when our neighbor needs it, when our wife, when our husband, when our children need a good word, if we do so, the world will be a better place from tomorrow, if we were all to practice this. We can't understand God's love, and I don't know if we could ever understand it without God's grace. They say that if we were to understand how much God loves us, we will simply go crazy. We will lose our mind. It can't fit in our brain. And we see actions from the saints that we can't explain. The fools for Christ. They were doing things that we could call weird. But when someone is burning from the love of God, whatever they do, it doesn't matter what they do. What matters is that they're full of love and they're trying to express their love to God and to their neighbor, and they just simply, they can't. It's impossible. That's why the martyrs, they were giving up their lives. They were cutting their feet, they were cutting their hands. Do you think they felt no pain? They were in pain. They were suffering, but they had love. So, if we were to put ourselves, maybe not in Christ's shoes, but at least if we were to go with him where he was crucified with the apostles, let's think about what most of the apostles did the night of the crucifixion. They just fled. They went away. They disappeared. And let's not do that. So when our brother needs us, let's be there. And that's not because of any other reason, but because we owe this to our Creator. He has given us so much that there is no other way to repay him other than loving our neighbor. I would like to wish you to all a blessed resurrection, and may the joy from the resurrection be in everyone's heart. And from the Easter night onwards, may this joy that we have inside us help everyone around us as well. Thank you.